Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of It Is So Podcast with Erica Shante, where we talk all things restoration. Listen, y'all, now this topic, this is the one that is going to get you excited to do the things of the Lord in the land of the living in real time. So let's get into it. You've been called to carry. I know the burden of it all, the weight of it all. Sometimes it's this intense amount of pressure that we begin to feel. And if we don't get it out, that pressure can become annoying. It can become frightening. But just know that God is with you. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. And because he is with us, whatever he has called us to carry, whatever he has called us to bring forth into the world, we're going to do it. We're going to do it, but it's not going to be in our own strength. And I think that most of the time, if not all of the time, that's where we begin to find a little bit of rebuttal, if we will. We're trying to do it in our own strength, and God has not called us to. And many times in the Bible, he has told different disciples, different men and women of God, I will be with you. But we want to do it ourselves. We want to do it on our own. And God is saying, no, my love, no beloved, no honey bun, no baby sweetie for my Southern people that love terms of endearment. Listen, you don't have to be alone. And you're not walking this thing out alone. You're not by yourself. God is with you. And because he is with you, it's going to be evident. It's going to show. So stop worrying. Stop stressing yourself out. And stop tirelessly, almost just relentlessly going after things in life. Whether this is finance, this is career moves, these are relationships, trying to even come into your own as an individual. And then corporately to be around other people, to have healthy relationships. You're trying to do it in your own strength. You don't know it. You don't know how to do it. You don't know. These three words, y'all, I've been living by these past few months coming into this new year. I don't know. If we can start every chapter of our lives with that connotation, with that realization, and that prayer and telling God, God, I don't know. Just like Ezekiel, y'all, listen, Ezekiel said something so profound when God asked him, could the dry bones live? He told God, oh God, only you know. So when God asks us a question, or he places us in our personal valley of dry bones, and he is asking you to do something outside of yourself, do something in faith, speak to your dry season where you are, and call those bones to come alive. He's going to ask you that question. May your answer be right. May your answer be, God, only you know. And because you know, you're going to equip me. You're going to equip me with what I need to say in order so that these dry bones can come alive. Now, Ezekiel is a good story, y'all, but that's not the story we're talking about today. That's not where I'm going to pull the meat of this message from. This message that I want to talk about is when Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, came to Mary to let her know that she was going to not only carry, but deliver Jesus, y'all. Let's just take a pause, a Selah, if you will, and think about it. An angel of the Lord came to a virgin to let her know that she was going to carry, not only carry, but deliver the visual manifestation of the written word. This is why the angel had to tell Mary, do not be afraid. I know when God calls you to do something, that fear gonna creep up if it ain't never crept up before. It's going to creep up because you you're in a realization that, hey, I don't know if I have the capacity, okay? If we be honest, do I have the capacity to carry what you're asking me to carry? And most of the times, we don't. God knows that we can carry it. So he begins to stretch us. Just think about a woman when she's getting ready to be a mom, if you will. So she finds out she's pregnant. Her stomach is not that big. She's not showing just yet. But over the month, she begins to expand, y'all. God is trying to expand us so that what we're carrying does not kill us. He's going to expand us. And then when the time is right, when the season has come, when your hour of delivery has come, then we begin to push. And then we will hold that thing. We will have that thing in our hands, in our grasp, in our reach. This is what all the pain was for. This is what all the lonely nights were for. The nights that I was crying because I was in pain. I was confused. I was trying to worry myself into thinking like, hey, I'm not really built for this. When in fact, we are built for tough. Like, for tough. God gives us that grace. He's going to give us grace to carry. And not only carry, but deliver as well. The angel had to come to Mary and tell her, do not fear. The Lord is coming after every fear that we have. When he has called us to carry fear and faith, no. And I mean, no. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. No. Don't let fear come out of your mouth when faith is supposed to, in fact, be what you're speaking in this season. You're supposed to be talking good about yourself. Why? Because God is with you. God is not going to come to you and present something to you that you know that you can do in your own strength. Why? Because as the Father, as Abba, he knows that his children need him. But we have to begin to trust God more than we trust ourselves. Write that down. That was good. That was good. We have to trust God more than we trust ourselves. We trust God, yes, but only to a certain extent. And we like to bring him along just enough until we feel like we got it all. Just think about a kid riding a bike, right? Your child is riding a bike. You're holding their booster seat or the seat. You're holding the seat and you're pushing them along the way. Once they gain enough confidence within themselves, they'll say, Mommy, Daddy, it's okay. I got it. And God wants to walk this life with us. He doesn't want us to leave us. He doesn't want us to leave him behind, you all. And so that he can watch us go off into the unknown by ourselves. Just now coming off training wheels and we're ready to go out into the deep. Baby, sweetheart, my love, be loved, come back. He wants to go before us and call us into the very things that he has graced us to carry. He wants to be with us. He wants to do life with us. Too many times have we tried to do life alone without God. We don't build him. We don't build upon his foundation, right? We build upon our foundation, and then we want God's stamp of approval. We want God to partner with us. And God is like, I need you to go back to the foundation because what you have here is nice, but what I want to give you is better. I want to give you something better and bigger than this. What you're thinking is too small. When is the last time your prayers scared you so much that you knew if you didn't stay in the presence of God, it was not going to come into fruition? It was not going to come to pass. May your prayers begin to scare you. May this be the season of scary prayers. God, I'm not asking you to do this one small thing. I'm asking you to do many big things things that I know if I don't have you, I will not reach, because it allows us to stay at the feet of Jesus. Just think about that for a second. But back to Mary. The angel told her to fear not, for the Lord is with you. And he told her that she was going to be carrying something that she had no idea she even needed to carry. Y'all, we're not smart enough. We're not smart enough to do this on our own. We're not smart enough to even believe for things that God wants to give us. Our thinking is too small. He tells her not to fear. The angel tells Mary not to fear. This is what's going to happen. Immediately, Mary knew, I can't do this in my own strength. She was then told that the Holy Spirit was going to be with her, protecting her, guiding her into all truth. Because just because things are facts, okay? Just because they're facts does not mean they're truth. And the Holy Spirit wants to lead us into all truth. God doesn't want us trying to carry without his truth, enabling us, guiding us, equipping us. Okay? So boom. I'm young, y'all. Y'all forgive me. I know I might have some people that are listening to this that are not my age. Y'all, just go with the flow. Okay, we in here now. We already out here in the water. You already off the shallow steps. Like, come on, swim deep. Let's go deep. Let's get deep into the things of God. So Mary is saying, okay, boom. I am here. I've been called to carry this. I know I can't do it in my own strength. I need God. This angel is telling me that God is already going to be with me. And because he's going to be with me, I'm going to be in the presence of my helper at all times. I'm not going to sit here and feel defeated. I'm not going to sit here and feel as if this thing is going to take me out, to wipe me out. I literally have the presence of God with me at all times. So my fear cannot go into my next. So if fear is what I'm carrying, in order to carry what God is asking me to carry, I have to move fear out of the way. I cannot doubt and have destiny. I can't doubt. I can't worry and still walk into the will of God for myself. I can't do that. And the angel told her to rejoice because you're favored. We need to have a praise party. When God is asking us to carry something, instead of being so, what's the word, Holy Spirit? Instead of being so doomed and gloomed by what he's calling us to carry, we need to be rejoicing. Father, thank you. Thank you that you're getting ready to bring me into a season of stretching, because you have placed something on the inside of me, Father, that is bigger than me, Father. Something that's going to go out into the world to go into a full manifestation of what it is that you've called me to carry. Like, something about us should have a praise, knowing that we're blessed, that God favors us. I know we like to hear, I know that we do hear, and we like to make kind of a house or build a house around people saying that favor ain't fair. While that's true in some areas, favor sometimes feels crushing. But God calls us to himself so that we can recognize what favor truly is. Because I honor you, because I love you, because I have need of you, because I want you near me, I'm going to place a burden on you and in you that's bigger than you, but I'm going to be there every step of the way to help you carry until term and then deliver. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to carry and just have this burden knowing that I'm supposed to be doing something great and I'm not pushing. I'm not eating properly to take care of it. I'm not allowing myself to be in a season of expansion, to be stretched out. I'm just carrying. Have you ever seen a mother when she is like in her last trimester and she is really, 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 really tired. At every move, she's exhausted. Every move, she's tired, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of being tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, as the old saints say. I'm tired of being tired. I'm ready for whatever is on the inside of me to come out, to be birthed, so that I can hold it and I can see this is what all the pain was for. This is what all of the lonely nights, the being up and tired, the way you were thinking, this is what this was for. It might be painful, but once you hold that baby, everything else just goes away. You're not worried about the pain anymore. You're not worried about all the trouble because you have received in real time your blessing. Your blessing. So let's move fear out the way. We have already come into the grip, the grasp, the knowledge of, the awareness of that we're carrying something bigger, bigger, bigger than us. Did Mary question Gabriel? Yes, she did. Because where I am, what you're telling me that I'm going to carry, I haven't had relationship with any man. So how am I going to carry? God is saying, I am endorsing this. This is mine, but I'm putting it on the inside of you. So do we come to God with our questions about carrying? Absolutely. God, what is this? Can you give me clarity and understanding of what this is so that I can know I need you in order to carry this thing out? God said that he was going to cover Mary like a cloud. Like a cloud. What is that? That is the visible manifestation of the glory and the presence of God. Not only do I have God's presence, but his glory is reigning over me. So what you're walking into may be unfamiliar, but I serve El Roi, the God that sees. Y'all, okay, segue here. I'm sorry. This is just me. The God that sees, I say El Roi because El Roi just sound, it gives me Friday vibes, y'all. I'm sorry. That's just me. Anywho, back to being in the spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit, help your girl out. I just had to get that out there. But he's the God that sees all. He knows where you are. He knows that you're going to have to expand. He knows that you're going to come with your questions and your fears and your doubts. But let the glory of God, the presence of God, overshadow all of my doubts, all of my fears, all of my worries, so that I can speak to my season. Come on, if we want to be really honest with ourselves, our tongue has not been tamed. Why do I know that? Because it's the way that we speak, the way that we see ourselves. God, I'm not ready. God, this is too bigger than me. I don't know if I can stretch this much. To whom much is given, much is required. And it's going to require you to literally speak as a learned individual. Someone who has wisdom and knowledge and authority. And your fear is not going to give you the language of your next. Write that down. That was good. Your fear does not give you the language of your next. You will never get there if right now you're speaking in fear. Right now you're speaking in doubt and denial. If God is saying that he's with you and you're still saying that you cannot do it, you are rebelling against God and you're in a spirit of error. Cough it up, be ye healed and be ye delivered and set free and come on out. I'm sorry. I just had to say that. The Holy Spirit put it on my heart. If you can't say amen, say ouch. I got to say ouch too, because I've been there. God makes it so clear that our response should be faithful. Let's get into Mary's response. Mary said, behold, I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Oh, man, y'all, that's beautiful. Mary's response literally allowed the angel to depart from her in peace. Because his assignment was done. His assignment was done. Our response to what God has called us to carry is literally going to then push us into our next. Everybody want to go into their next month, their next season, their next year. Oh, I can't wait for the new year. But you're not talking like you need to be speaking. Tame your tongue. Ask God to help us. God, we ask you to help us tame our tongue so that we can speak as a learned individual, speak as an individual that has exceeded in prayer, ascended in prayer to know that you are with us so that we're not accompanying our fears, because fear can't go. I'm sorry. Fear not coming with me in my next season. Doubt is not coming with me. Worry is not coming with me. The angst of it all is not coming with me. And when it tries to creep up, I know to put it out because fear is already there with me in my passenger seat. Sorry, fear. There's no more room. Our hearts, our lives, our minds, our souls have literally opened up space for fear to come in. And sometimes we don't even notice it. Sometimes we don't notice when fear and worry has literally gotten the car and you're trying to figure out, why is it a dark cloud above my head? I don't feel that God is with me. Just think about that. Whenever you see those cartoons or whatever, and they have the characters where if they're having like a gloomy day or a bad day, it's a dark cloud over their head and it begins to rain. And that cloud goes with them every step of the way. The enemy comes to pervert, guys. Whatever God wants to do, the enemy wants to come and pervert it to do the opposite. God's visual manifestation of his glory and presence is the cloud, the glory cloud that's with us, that provides vision for us. And then here comes Satan, here comes the enemy with the gloomy cloud of depression. Absolutely not. I'm sorry. I don't want no rain cloud over my head. The only cloud that I am coming into agreement with is the cloud sent from the Holy Spirit. That's it. That's it. That's all. I'm agreeing with the glory cloud and not the gloomy cloud. Come on. Write that down. That's a good nugget. The only cloud that I agree to have over my head, that I agree to have overshadowing me, overpowering me, overwhelming me, is the glory cloud. But we got to begin to speak things as if they were, even though we don't see it. I don't see myself in this new place, blessed, highly favored. But because God is with me, and this is what he has spoken over me, this is what I'm going to speak over myself as well. May your tongue become more tamed in this next season so that faith can fuel you and drive you into your next. May our responses be faith-filled and not faithless. How, Erica, how am I going to start speaking better, getting your word? What does God say about this? What does God say about fear? I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. He's given us a sound mind. May sobriety hit your season. I don't know what season you're in, but I want to be sober in my thinking. I want to be sober in my thinking. I want to be sober in my heart. having a heart of flesh, allowing the word to penetrate. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What is your heart full of? What have you allowed to be lodged in there? And now that you're getting ready to come into the season of your next, you're speaking against it? No. I want to agree, come into agreement with what God has said about me so that I can begin to say it about myself, because we're in partnership, right? The cloud is over my head. Why not beside me? Just think about positioning here. Why is the cloud over my head and not beside me? Because he is Lord. I just don't want him as Savior. I want him as Lord. Lord over my life, so that I can look up. I can look above me to know that he's with me. So then I can have the right perspective, the right mindset, the right verbiage. I can talk better. I can talk better. When you're carrying something, people are going to know by the way that you speak. How you look, for sure. But how are you speaking about where you're carrying? I'm tired, but if we're going to have a rebuttal, any type of rebuttal, let it not be against the assignment of God, right? Let it be not against the partnership of God and what he has called us to carry. Let it be against the enemy. We have an enemy. God doesn't. So he can speak a thing and be sure about it. We can speak a thing and there's going to be an enemy coming to attack what we have spoken. But I don't know about y'all. I serve the Lord of hosts. Okay, Isaiah 7, the Lord of hosts said, I will rid myself of all my adversaries. He's coming after whatever is coming after us. But we need to begin to speak righteously about what we're dealing with. I'm not just called to carry. I'm called to carry and birth. Amen. Carry and bring forth. Amen. Carry and hold whatever I was carrying in these last seasons. I'm not just going to carry and not get to the end. I want to see. This is what I was going through for. These are the people that I was meant to help because I carried this. Carry well. When you're carrying, even after this, what blesses me so much that the angel told her that, you know, hey, what's her name? Oh, Jesus. Sarah, I believe, was carrying too. Elizabeth, sorry. Elizabeth was carrying as well. What did Mary do? Mary got up and went to go find Elizabeth because she was carrying as well. You better get around some people that's carrying this season. Get in relationship with others that are carrying. Because if not, you're going to get around people that aren't carrying something and they are literally going to talk you out. They eat differently. You're carrying. You are carrying something. You got to eat differently.